Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Luke as we hear the story of that first Easter morning. Beginning with the first verse, we hear, "On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others who were with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever heard a story that sounded a lot like nonsense to you? I happen to hear them pretty frequently. They usually come from the little guy in the car seat behind me as we're going down the road. He often jabbers to himself and is telling a story, not usually expecting that I listen in or understand, and when I ask a probing question, seems rather distraught that I interrupted his story. Maybe you've heard nonsense or idle tales recently. Maybe you hear them frequently or perhaps infrequently. Maybe you hear things in hallways that sound like nonsense, or in parking lots, or in the break room, or at the water cooler. Maybe we find ourselves jumping from storyline to storyline to storyline without ever really finishing any story, and none of it comes together and makes sense to us. But what if we had a story that maybe on first glance seemed like nonsense, but the more we stuck with it, kept sounding like truth? What if such a story stuck with us through time and space? What if such a story could give us purpose and meaning for our lives? Sounds like a story that's a lot more than just nonsense or an idle tale. It's the story we heard this morning, the story that the women tell the apostles and those gathered with them, the one that the disciples initially brush off as nonsense before Peter runs to the tomb. We have a story that gives us hope for the future this morning, a story that the women and eventually Peter knew that first Sunday morning in Easter. It's a story that we know. We have heard it this morning, and we can set our hearts on it. It can give our lives framing a bigger story to be a part of. The story of Easter is one that was unexpected, but it's also a story of good news. We have the witness of the women, women who tell a story that forever changed the world. Their voices still echoing from the empty tomb to us today. Now, if this story wasn't a story worth repeating, then it wouldn't have survived so long. It's a story that we recall often, a story that we repeat, a story that we invest ourselves in to the fullest extent, a story worth calling good news. The women find that though they thought they would be abandoned as they arrive at the tomb, there's a surprise waiting there. Folded strips of linen cloth lying by themselves. An empty tomb with no inhabitant. A message from men in dazzling clothes, so bright they look like lightning. It causes the women to bend over to the ground to shield their eyes from all that is in front of them, the glory and majesty. And then they hear words echoing to them, words echoing of what Jesus had already spoken, that he would rise on the third day. You see, the women go with a mistaken idea. They think that they will find a body and be able to take care of it the way that is proper. They're surprised at the unexpected. For us, too, we make mistakes from time to time. We screw up. We place obstacles between us and God. We forget God's word. We abandon or deny our faith. But none of that is too much to be overcome by our Savior's forgiveness. Our worst days do not define who we are in God's sight. I can't help but think of the women in the gospel story of Mary and Joanna and Mary and the other women who were with them. They said all that needed to be said. And it was unexpected. It was a surprise. But maybe it was a surprise that we so badly need. We don't have to reinvent a story, find more excitement. We can just let its words speak deeply to us this morning. The women were witnesses that very first Easter. I thank God that they did not abandon their duty to take care of Jesus, but that they came to attend to his body. And I thank God that they were terrified when they saw those angels, but that they still had ears that were open to hear the message. I thank God that they believed what they heard. And when the women were reminded of Jesus' words by the angels at the empty tomb, they recalled what Jesus had spoken to them, that he would rise on the third day. So quickly they run off to tell the disciples and share the good news, because they know the disciples are those who are still trapped in the deep despair of the tomb, of thinking that they have lost the one they thought would save them. I thank God that these women went to tell disciples good news. Unexpected news, as it was, even brushed off as nonsense. I'm still glad they told the disciples, because it was just what Peter needed to take off running back to the tomb, to see that it was empty with his own eyes. The disciples wished the words to be true, but they couldn't muster up the courage to believe them. Suddenly, Peter, the one on whom Jesus says, "I will build my church," begins to believe as well. Without brave and faithful women and disciples, we would not know of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The words spoken by the women that Jesus has been raised are true. Peter sees the tomb and begins to believe and share good news. So may we be like the women, and may we be like Peter, who even when we have an unexpected and surprising story, still have the courage to share good news of how the divine shows up in our lives. So, dear people of faith, go and do likewise, even if people disbelieve you because of what you are saying. You have seen the truth, that hate cannot conquer love, that death cannot conquer life, and that sin cannot conquer grace. The world needs your witness. We need glow bracelets around the world, shining the light of Christ from the inside out. For the world will eventually listen. Christ the Lord is risen today. Amen.